This is our next Sikh on Yitzchak. I think it's our fourth, or something like that. And what this Sikh adds is, again, underscoring the difference between Yitzchak and Avraham, and revealing the superiority, if you will, of Yitzchak over Avraham. What is the issue in this case? Yishmael, the son of Avraham, Esav, the son of Yitzchak. Who was closer, Yishmael to Avraham or Yitzchak to Esav to Yitzchak? According to Jewish law, Yishmael is a goy. Esav is a rebellious Jew, Yisrael Mumer. So, if Esav is Jewish and Yitzchak is Jewish and Yishmael is a goy and Avraham is Jewish, then obviously Esav is closer to Yitzchak than Yishmael is to Avraham. But Yishmael was a tzaddik. Yishmael did tshuva. And believe me, Esav didn't do no tshuva. He got his head chopped off as he was committing his final sin.
Before Shem was a tzaddik.
Who? He was about tshuva. He did tshuva. He did tshuva before he passed away. Being Avraham Avinu's life, he was about tshuva. So here's the deal. Kum tachayis that Esav on the inside was closer to Yitzchak than Yishmael was to Avraham. But on the outside, it's the other way around. On the outside, Yishmael was closer to Avraham and Esav was farther from Yitzchak. So this very idea that I just said, that on the inside, Yitzchak is more deeply connected to Esav than Avraham is to Yishmael, and on the outside, Avraham is more connected to Yishmael, Yitzchak to Esav, summarizes the difference in purpose and in personality and in avoid of Avraham and Yitzchak. Okay? Let's learn the Sikh. As we always do, what I do is I read what I underlined. Okay, if you'll just stay with me, won't get lost. But you got to keep your finger on the place, so to speak. Ve'ele tel des Yitzchak. Our parasha begins with the words, these are the offspring of Yitzchak. Zok der medrish, so the medrish has on these words, as ve'ele meisef al harishenim. That ve'ele means, this follows what we said before. You have a vav. A vav connotes connection. A lack of vav connotes interruption. Eila tell this versus ve'ela. The vav makes it continuous. Al-Mashakosav l'mayla himene, what he said before. And what did he speak about before? B'nei Yishmo. The end of the parasha before tell this, which is Chayisora, speaks about the offspring of Yishmo. Our parasha begins, ve'ela tell this Yitzchak, and just like Yishmo had children, Yitzchak had children. Umi ha-yazeh, who are the children of Yitzchak, which are similar to the children of Yishmael? Esav Abanav. Not Yankin, Esav and his children, Shahaya b'nei Yitzchak, he was the son of Yitzchak. In other words, as mit ve'ele tell this Yitzchak, when it says in the Pasuk, ve'ele tell this Yitzchak, ve'et gemein Esav, it doesn't mean Yankin, it means Esav. V'ses given arash ha-zevi b'nei Yishmael. The end of Pashas Chaye Sarah talked about the Yishmael's children who were the Shoyim. The beginning of Pashas Teldes has a Vav to connote continuity. Continuation is also speaking about the Shoyim. Who are the Shoyim that come from Yitzchak, the children of Esav? Very strange medrash. And this medrash is revolving around this letter Vav, Ve'ela. And the Rebbe continues, next paragraph. The Baal de Medrash Taitz Ve'ela Teldes of Esav. The Medrash insists that when we're speaking about the children of Yitzchak, we don't mean Yankiv. Although Yankiv was clearly a son of Yitzchak. We mean specifically Esav. Daf Mezogin, we're forced to say, as der Iker HaGosh in Pasuk is Nitav Yankiv, and then in this Pasuk, when you speak about Yitzchak having children, you don't mean primarily Yankiv, not if Esav, and it means Esav. Which doesn't make any sense at all. Yitzchak has a son who's a tzaddik like he is. Yitzchak has a son who's a rasha like Yishmael. And when it says, Ve'ele tell this, these are the offspring of Yitzchak, it means Esav and not Yankiv. Why would the Teda mean Esav and not Yankiv? That's the question. Now go to the bottom of that column, the kolos habir, and then the answer in general is as follows. Der teichet v'pashas tell this is in Yoniv Avedes Yitzchak, tell this of. Pashas Teldes deals with, like it says in Rashi in Pashas Neach, Iker Teldes Seim, Shal Tzadikim, Maisim, Teim, it speaks about the different actions of Yitzchak's life. Second column, second line. Uneyes as del chidush in avedes Yitzchak v'gabi avedes Avraham. We all understand that Yitzchak serving Hakadosh Baruch Hu is different than Avraham Avinu. And where do you see how different Yitzchak is from Yishmael? Hatzachareis gezokt in them expresses itself in the fact was the yachat zwischen ihm und Esav, that the relationship between Yitzchak and Esav is given andish is different than vi the yachas von Avraham to Yishmael, the relationship of Avraham and Yishmael. The Riber Heitzachon said the mitzve elatel this Yitzchak ze Esav. This is why the Tanya are speaking about Yitzchak and makes reference to Esav. As the shame v'teichen said the tell this parsha and its name was meant ech zayin the tell this in the movement from Avedas Yitzchak or Ma'aseh v'cholu, which includes not just his children biologically, but his actions is naked in them was elatel this Esav. It reveals the offspring of Yitzchak, which is Esav. In other words, girls. There's two meanings of the word teldus. Teldus can mean children in the biological sense, and teldus means the happenings of your life. When it says Eil teldus Yitzchak, Eil teldus Yitzchak talks about, like Rashi says, Yankev Esav, his children. Says the Medrash, no. Teldus doesn't mean children. Teldus means the happenings of Yitzchak's life. Eil teldus Yitzchak, these are the happenings of Yitzchak's life. Says the Medrash, you want to understand Yitzchak's life? You want to understand the happenings in Yitzchak's life? Study his relationship with Esav. Don't study his relationship with Yankev. Because if you study his relationship with Yankev, you will not learn Teldas Yitzchak. You want to understand who Isaac was? Study his relationship with Esav. It's not saying that Yankev is not important. It's saying that if you learn about Yankev, you're not going to learn what Yitzchak is. You want to learn what Yitzchak was? Learn about his relationship with Esav, because it'll teach you not something about Esav, it'll teach something about Yitzchak. And the same is true with Avram. Eila tells us Avram is Yishmael. Who was Avram closer to, Yitzchak or Yishmael? Of course Yitzchak. Avram threw him out of the house. But if you want to understand Teles Avram, not in terms of biology, but in terms of Maisa and Tevim, how he lived his life, study his relationship with Yishmael, you'll understand Avram. Study the relationship with Esav, you'll understand Yitzchak. And that's what the Medrash is saying. You learn more about Yitzchak by studying his bond with Esav than you learn about Yitzchak by studying his bond with Yankev. And there's a difference. Avram had a relationship with Yishmael, Yitzchak had a relationship with Esav. These are two rashis having relationships with two tzaddiks, but they're different. And we read on. Bottom of the second column, page 56. In the Mechilk Tzivishin, Yishmael Shaychas Avram, and Esav Shaychas Yitzchak. Avram had a relationship with his son, the Rasha Yishmael. Yitzchak has a relationship with his son, the Rasha Esav. But says the Rebbe, Gefindt Tzvehavchim, there's two opposites. And the two opposites are, girls, that in one way Avram is closer to Yishmael than Yitzchak is to Esav. And in another way, Avram is further from Yishmael than Yitzchak is to Esav. What is the difference? So the Rebbe explains. Fun Einzeit, on the one hand, is Yishmael given nente beruchnis to Avram and the Esav to Yitzchak? Yishmael was closer to Avram, Esav was to Yitzchak. Varam Yishmael had tshuva getan b'chayav. Yishmael did tshuva. So Yishmael's behavioral life was closer to Avram than was Esav's. 52nd, second line. Masha'en came by Esav, as opposed to Esav. Gefit menish azerzol tshuva tam. We find in no place that he did tshuva, and to the contrary, he didn't do tshuva. So who's closer in behavior? Yishmael to Avram or Esav to Yitzchak, the answer is obviously Yishmael to Avram. Next paragraph, page 57, says the Rebbe, either Yisrael Abra, on the other hand, however, is Avram Yotzov and Nifed Meni Yishmael, when Yishmael then came in Yisrael. Yishmael came out of Avram and he went away. He was no longer considered Jewish. Yishmael was a goy, was an Arab, because his mother was an Arab. Next underline, Masha Enkein Esav, as opposed to Esav, that Afal Pi as Eich Ed as Yosef and Ifton Avram from Yitzchak, he also came and separate from Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Manu Yosef Menu Esav, as they stayed in Gemara, is this Abba given in a Ephan as a Blibin a Yisrael Mur, he didn't do it in such a fashion that he cut himself off from the Eibishter, but rather he remained a Yid who was rebellious. When is given a Yedish, and accordingly, he was able to be an heir. He was able to inherit from Avraham Avinu, like it says in the pasuk Yerushin Satil Yisav. So, in ritual, in behavior, Yishmael goes to Avraham because Yishmael does too, Esav doesn't. But in Neshama, it's the other way around. Esav was a big Rasha, and it was Yitzchak's son. And he has an inheritance. Avram, Yishmael, was not such a big Rasha, but an inheritance he doesn't have. You get it? So what's the issue? The issue is Yitzchak looks at everything from a pnimius, and Avram looks at everything from a chitzenius. Yishmael was a tzaddik on the outside, but not on the inside.
Esav had a Jewish mother, Esav was a Jew, but we always say Edom comes from Esav, which is like Rome, non-Jews. I never really understood that.
Because he married Chixis, but he was Jewish.
Okay, so he's considered a full Yid, he had inheritance, and in that sense was closer. Okay.
Turn the page. Yes, ma'am.
Everyone was a Chixis.
No. Sarah was not considered a Chixis. Rivka was not considered a Shiksa. They came from Choron, which means that they came from Shem. They were Semites, which is somehow special. And there was some kind of a conversion. Some kind of process of a conversion. Hagar was a Kakiban. She was a Shivcha. There was no conversion. Page 58. Now listen to the next lines. These are Hasidisha lines. Der fun guf is mukach. You know what this proves? As Esav shayches to Yitzchokin is a tifere v'di shayches Yishmol to Avraham. Esav's connection to Yitzchok is deeper than Yishmol's connection to Avraham. You know how much deeper it is? Azah versus abhengig from Chuvatan. Esav has a connection to Yitzchok that it doesn't matter whether he does or doesn't do Chuvah. Yishmol has a connection to Avraham because he does Chuvah. No Chuvah, no connection. A subscription of Ram, it doesn't matter, Chuv, he's a Yid. You follow? That's the Rebbe. And the Rebbe continues, explains. He brings a very interesting thing. These Shaykhis Miyuchedes from Esav mit Yitzchak, the idea that Esav has a unique connection to Yitzchak, to use classic terms, Afapisha Chota Yisrael, who goes on Esav, is Eich Menumas in Maimer Chazal. He brings a source. And the source is a Targum Yenis in Benazil. As the kvura von Reisha de Esav was given begu it for the Yitzchak. Esav's head was chopped off by Chushim ben Don, and it rolled into Maraz HaMachpelah, and it said at Yitzchak's feet, right? When they wanted to bury Yankiv, Esav came along and said, excuse me, it's mine. And he says, what do you mean it's yours? You sold it. He says, I sold the birthright, but there's two plots, a male plot and a female plot. Leah is taking the female space, I'm entitled to the male space. So it became a whole tumult. So Naftali ran back to Mitzrayim to bring the shtar, the document of sale. Chushim ben Don was deaf, and he couldn't exactly figure out what's going on. He just saw that there was trouble, and there was a troublemaker. So he came to the middle of the whole scheme, and he starts making motions, what's going on? And they pointed at Esav, so without thinking too much, he took an axe, he chopped his head up, boop, whoosh, and the head rolled down into the cave, and landed by Yitzchak's feet, and they left it there. That's where Esav's head is Adayim. His body was chvesed into us. It was cremated, yeah? Second column is then be it in them. The question is, since when do you bury a Rosh's head next to its feet of a tzaddik? Das was Esav is a Rosh is mitzad gufei. The evil of Esav is his body. Mitzad reisha yabin, but his head. Unvi reisha is abgehakt von sein guf. When you separate the head from the body, isn't it kein Rosh? Not only is it not a Rosh, Adrabah, moreover, there's a special connection to Yitzchak. When the Ribbit is Reisha, you believe in Beguit for the Yitzchak, they left Esav's head at the feet of Yitzchak. Esav is a Rasha. You cut off the head of Esav from the body of Esav, that's a tzaddik, and that lays at the feet of Yitzchak. Why? Because the uniqueness of Yitzchak, Yitzchak was all about Pnimius, the inside, the underlayer. On the Pnimius and the underlayer, Esav is his son. Avraham is all about the chitzenius and the outer side. Yishmael does tshuva, they have a relationship, and so forth. And the Rebbe said at the bottom of page 58 now, in them bashtei the yisrein from Esav and Yishmael. This explains why Esav has an advantage over Yishmael. Top of 59, please. Sai Yishmael and Sai Esav, Zayin and Dikvan Teldis, from Avraham and Yitzchak, and Zayfab Lidin Keechav. Yishmael inherits something from Avraham Avinu, and Esav inherits something from Yitzchak. But there's a difference. It says in other words, as in Zay Brein Tzicharois in Yonuk, the Shasta Shal Avraham VeYitzchak. You want to know how holy Avraham was? Look at Yishmael. You want to know how holy Yitzchak was? Look at Esav. They reveal something. But not the same thing. They're under shade. Tzivishin Zay is the difference between Avraham's holiness touching Yishmael and Yitzchak's holiness touching Esav. Is in Valchen Eifel Ezogt Chareis how it expresses the vehicle from the others, the influence of the others. Yishmael's influenced by Avraham, Esav is influenced by Yitzchak, but in different ways. Now the Rebbe says, by Yishmaelin is das given an Eifin was hatim gebracht zu Tshuvetan. Avraham's relation with Yishmael causes Yishmael to do Tshuvah. On the other hand, is that Afilu Nach Zayn Tshuva Gevenin Zayn Friedrich Matzev, which means after he does Tshuva, he remains in his earlier condition. In Zayn Heder Hashaychas Tavramin, in his lack of connection to Avraham. In other words, Yishmael is behaviorally bound to Avraham. He does Tshuva as a relationship, but inherently Yishmael doesn't have to do with Avraham. Mash Enkin Esav, on the other hand, Esav Chach as Mitzad Zayin Gufas and Nidrik Yishmael. Esav's body, Esav Yetzir of Hara, is worse than Yishmael's. Why he doesn't do tshuva? Was the Farhat a nit tshuva? That he never does tshuva. Abba Mitzad Reishay is a bnei v'guit for the Yitzchak. Because of his head, he's connected to Yitzchak. So the Rebbe is simply saying, Avraham's idea is chitzenius. Yishmael was connected to Avraham bechitzenius. Yitzchak's idea was pnimius. Avraham Esav was connected to Yitzchak only bepnimius, not bechitzenius. Yes, ma'am.
So I guess that when Ishmael does tshuva, he's only raising himself back to the level that he was beforehand. But if Esav had done tshuva, he would have been raised to an even higher level. Is that right? So it's like Esav is limited. Ishmael is limited.
The last thing you said, I agree with. The stuff you said before, I need to think about. And the Rebbe continues, page 59, second column. So you just think about this. Yeah, Avraham is a man of giving and action. The people of his generation are supposed to take and be inspired by him. That's exactly what happens. Avraham gives Yishmael some of himself. Yishmael does tshuva. But Yishmael remains a goy. Yitzchak was very different. Yitzchak's Indian was not to give people things, but to call things out of people. To inspire, to so to speak, arouse people. Therefore, Yitzchak's relationship with Esav is first and foremost the inner aspect, and the outer aspect is secondary. And the Rebbe continues, page 59, second column. Der chilek hanal tzivishin tell this from Avraham, Yishmael, and Yitzchak Esav. The difference between Avraham's relationship to Yishmael and Yitzchak's relationship with Esav is behetim to dem chilek and zeif an aveid. It's consistent with the difference in how they serve the Hakadosh Baruch. Avram's Aveda is b'derach m'mayla l'mata. Avram's Aveda is to bring light into the world. Und the Aveda von Yitzchak is m'mata l'mayla. Yitzchak's Aveda is to raise the world up to the Eibishter. Turn the page. Page 60 now. Avram brings the Eibishter to the world. Remember we learned to see a while back where the Rebbe explained that Avram gave away Yiddishkeit for free, gave away free food, and either you thanked him for his food, or either you thank God for the food or you had to pay. Right, this whole sikha about the potential brainwashing, how does it work, and how is it fair, and so on and so forth. Yes? So, Avraham gave to the world. Yitzchak called out of the world. Says the Rebbe on page 60, Umen yedir from these two fanim, and each of these two methods, is da maila she'em bezulasa. There's a distinct advantage over the other. By imshacham al maila lamata, if you're Avraham avinu, and you give things away for free, where the mata bavirkta maleichten funda mile, the one below is illuminated and affected by the one above. But you don't change. When light shines into your life and you're inspired, it's not you that's inspired, it's the light which is inspiring. The light goes away, you're back where you were before. Next paragraph. On the other hand, we're talking about Yitzchak, whose role it is not to give things to the world, but rather to call things out of the world. The connection between the lower level, which is the world, and the higher level, which is godliness, it involves the person to raise himself from his lowliness. So what's the mile in Avraham? It's safe and secure, it's coming from heaven. What's the chesar in Avraham? It's superficial, it's superimposed. What's the mile of Yitzchak? That is deep and real. What's the chesar of Yitzchak? That you're lacking the higher light. And the Rebbe continues on page 61 now, and he says, "Oder Unterschied." Now that we understand the difference, Sevishin Avedas Avram and Avedas Yitzchak, between Avram served Hashem and Yitzchak served Hashem, Avram brings light to people. Yitzchak brings light out of people. is Oich di Sibet zum Chilek Tzivishin. Tell the same Yishmol and Esav. It's also the basis for the difference between how they treated Yishmol and they treated Esav. Mitzad and Yonim Shal Avraha. We talk about Avraham Avinu. Hamshach Amol Mayel Lamata. Bringing heaven down to earth. Kum Teis. It comes out. As Eich Ven Zayna Telda Zayna Bebchin Nismata. Aben Ha'omo. That even when his children are on a lower level, they're the children of a maid. Bizel Yasal Tabas Rahu doing Avedis, Kumt underlined Eich Dart and Avram's Hashpa. Even a person who is a bad Jew, Avram's influence reaches. Unis Pale of him Chubotan, it caused him to do Chub. So Avraham shines a light on Yishmael, who's a guy, and moves him to do Chub. Second column, page 61. Vibald Abra does his in Gansen der Spoff and Pulf and Avram. Yishmael is not doing tshuva. Avraham is tshuvasizing him from above down. Is er durch dem nicht aufgeheben geworden. Yishmael does tshuva remains the same Yishmael. So that he's not lifted up to Agus Avram. Why not? It's being superimposed. Avram stops inspiring him. Goes back to being a goy. The inspiration is totally without. Ober, bottom of page 61, now as opposed to when Yonah Shal Yitzchak, the idea of Yitzchak, as the Mate Gufa Verdurach Im Oivkeim, Yitzchak doesn't give anything away. He calls out of you, the Jew from within. Is Alderach Zahech Geveb and Negev Zayne Tilda, the same is true about his offspring. As Vize Zaynen Geboren, as they are born, turn to page 62 now. Von Im, from him, Zayne Zayshach Es Zayne Dage, the connected to his level. So what did we learn? Eile Teldes Yitzchak doesn't mean Esav. Eile Teldes Avram doesn't mean Yishmael. Eile Teldes Yitzchak means Yitzchak's life and service. Eile Teldes Avram means Avram's life and service. So how come we're connected to Esav and Yishmael? Because if you want to understand Esav's life and service, study his relationship with his son who was a Rasha. Eile Teldes Avram means Avram Avinu's life and service. So how come we're connected to Yishmael? If you want to understand Avram's life and service, study his relationship to his son, the Rasha. Avram makes Yishmael do tshuva, but it's menasof alachot, it's all the outside. Yitzchak does not get Esav to do tshuva, but Esav is a Jew. Because Yitzchak's influence is the subliminal, the deeper influence, and Avram's influence is the more peripheral, the more superficial, the outer influence. And the Rebbe continues on page 62. Eich Esav Yisrael Mumen Ayerish. Esav is a Jew who's a sinner and he inherits. Nor does his blaze mitzad reisha the Esav. This idea that Esav is a Jew and has a relationship with him, Yitzchak Avinu is only the head of Esav. Der chelak elyon shabay is higher idea. Uvireisha is mitzad atzem mitzad cheshe kenal. The head of Esav, as it's disconnected from the body, is Yishmael's, is Yitzchak's son. While the body of Esav gets buried someplace else. So the Sikh is very wonderful. Why is it wonderful? Because it combines the two translations of the word teldes. Do teldes mean children, or teldes means behavior and actions in life? In this case, it means both. You want to understand the actions in the life of Yitzchak and Avram, study their offspring, teldes. And what you'll discover is that Avram's relationship with Yishmael is stronger on the outside and weaker on the inside, and Esav's relationship with Yitzchak is less on the outside and more on the inside. Second column, page 62. Al piya amar betman eich zayin verstandig. Therefore, the Rebbe adds one more thing, and he says, was a grace tell from der seder tell this red wegen die achonus di brachas Yitzchak und di brachas. Right? How much discussion do you have in the Torah about Yishmael? How much Torah about Yishmael? It talks about Yishmael being born. It talks about Yishmael trying to kill Yitzchak and getting himself thrown out of the house. And how he almost dies from thirst and his mother finds a well and so on. Our Pasha talks a lot about Esav. Yitzchak wants to give a bracha and he's planning to give it to Esav. And Rivka gets involved and there's a whole spiel that goes on for the brachas to go to Yankov and not to Esav. But there's so much more discussion about Esav in our Pasha than there is about Yishmael in earlier Pashas. Why? So the Rebbe explains. Der Tam Farvos Yitzchak had gewollt bench in Esav. Yitzchak wanted to bench Esav. Avram didn't want to bench Yishmael. He knew to bench Yitzchak. Afal pi azer had gewusst und gekent Esav sirem host. Yitzchak knew exactly who his son was. Nevertheless, he wanted to honor him. Is val tzayid befiv. What does that mean, tzayid befiv? There's something good in Esav. What is good in Esav? In Eresha to Esav. The head of Esav has something good. In other words, Zanandar Gar Heichen and Tutas, there's great sparks. And since Yitzchak sees the potential of Esav, next paragraph, when Ayezid Avedasah She Yitzchak is Chavidas Beiras, this is to dig wells. In other words, to ois graben und gefinnen, to dig away and to find di mayim chaim, those living waters, vazayne behalten in dem tifenish, from the air that are covered over in the depths of the earth, hot Yitzchak. Therefore, Yitzchak was thinking, dor the brachas to Esav, by giving the brachas to Esav, devolt in im oif graben, when on plakin, he wanted to dig up and to reveal in im and him di mayim chaim, the living waters. Top of shade 63, vazayne faran, but Esav, the Esav was just in Esav's hand. So the Rebbe says, Parshas Tel Days talks about Yitzchak. And a lot of the Parshas talks about Esav. Why? Because when you study Yitzchak's relationship with Esav, you understand. Not Esav, you understand Yitzchak. So to summarize and to conclude, right? This is it. We're not going to learn anymore. To summarize and conclude, what did we just learn? We just learned that you have two people who have relationships with two children. In one case, the relationship is more on the outside and less on the inside. That's Avraham and Yishmael. In the other case, it's more on the inside and less on the outside. This is Yitzchak and Esav. So the difference between Yitzchak and Avraham becomes incredibly marked because it reveals how Yitzchak is the next step. Yitzchak is adding something to our identity as Jews, which is far beyond Avraham. Avraham creates Jews. Yitzchak identifies Jews. Avraham creates Jews means your entire Jewishness is what you create. Yitzchak's identifying Jews means your entire Jewishness is not what you create, it's who you are. You could be Esav, but your head is the son of Yitzchak. So by the studying the children of Avraham and Yitzchak, namely their respective Rashas, Yishmael and Esav, you learn something about Avraham and Yitzchak. I think that was wonderful.